Introduction. You can't really be strong until you see the funny side of things. Anonymous. Hi again. For those who read my first book, A Stolen Life, I would like to thank you for your huge amount of support. Some of you, however, and you know who you are, still can't quite remember who I am. No, I am not a Duggar. I do not have 18 siblings. Let's get one thing straight. My last name is Dugard. Many confuse me and my story with Elizabeth Smart. Just for the record, I am not Elizabeth Smart. Even though we both have blonde hair, we have had vastly different lives and experiences. I am the one that was captive for 18 years, not months. Not to say that what she went through wasn't as bad as what I did. I'm not comparing us, but some have. Believe it or not, I've also been mistaken for one of the girls held captive by Ariel Castro in Cleveland. Apart from being held by a deranged man for a number of years, I'm not sure how I get confused with these brave ladies, Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight. I've never even been to Cleveland. When I was first recovered, it was hard to put into words what I and my daughters had been through. I wasn't really the talkative type back then. Up until that point, Philip had done most of the talking throughout the 18 years of captivity, and it was mostly in the form of lectures and his idea of daily sermons. I mostly talked with the girls, and that's it. So to have so many people to talk to all of a sudden was very overwhelming. I gave these men and women the bare essentials of what happened. It wasn't until I met Rebecca Bailey that I really wanted to open up. I remember we were sitting in the backyard of the rental she and her team had found for us to stay in. Just the two of us. It was the first day we met. I told her right off I wasn't comfortable talking about what happened. The backyard we were in was all fenced in, but we could hear a neighbor working in the yard next door. After making my proclamation about not talking, she said that was fine. We just sat for a second or two, and all of a sudden, words started pouring out of my mouth. Maybe it was her willingness to just sit there with me, or the fact I felt no judgment.